Bob, you were at West Point a long time, so you're around leaders. You had to train leaders. But now you've lost Derek Johnson, the leader of the defense. How do you compensate?
Well, I think anytime you suffer an injury like that and a loss like that, you know, it does touch a lot of areas. It's not only the football player, but it's the guy that sits in those rooms, you know, whether it's the full defense, the team, or is in his linebacker room. So the only real way you can do it is, I think, one, you can't force someone else to be in that position. That comes naturally. Sometimes it comes through years of being in a position like Derek's been. But I think historically, it usually draws something out of someone in your unit to step up. And so I think we have a lot of really quality people in our room. And I think there's going to be either through a group effort in that area or somebody else that sometimes, you know, when that opening happens, you take advantage of it. And then, like I said, it has to be natural. It can't be forced. I can't just say, hey, I'm going to go be the leader. It's just the way you do your business. And that's how Derek became a leader, so to speak. Is, you know, it's the way he does his business every day, how he prepares and that. And I think the same is going to be true for the people that end up, you know, stepping up in that role.
How encouraged were you? You get four sacks. You had some good pressures in week one. Now you're going into play maybe the best quarterback ever to play in the NFL. But three of your four sacks were from your front people. How encouraged were you by that?
Well, I think, you know, that's always a positive thing, you know, and one of the things I think you're always trying to do defensively is you're trying to, you know, mix the combinations of pressures, four-man rushes, sometimes three-man rushes, you know, have the same effect as long as the quarterback will hold the ball. So you're trying to vary the way you're trying to, the term we use is affect the quarterback, you know, and you try to affect him a lot of ways. One is pressure, obviously the greatest one is sacks, you know, but how you affect him, whether it's he's got to sort through these different combinations of things that we're going to try to do, which, you know, slows him down, and then the other way is you affect him coverage. If you've got tight coverage, you know, those receivers aren't as open, and he might have to wait one click more, you know, which a lot of times is the difference between getting it. Disguising is a big part of that same thing. Again, so whether it's him, the receivers, or whatever, there's just a little bit of uncertainty as you go back. Because as you know, whether you're dealing with a guy like Peyton, who's totally awesome at this, you fight like heck not to let them know before the ball snapped exactly what's going to happen. They're going to figure it out. But at least make them figure it out on the way back, you know, not when they're sitting up there licking their chops.
Final question. Again, I always try to revert back to your West Point time because I'm fascinated by it because you train leaders. But there's a challenge now to leadership. How do you handle it going forward as basically a mid-manager leader being a defensive coordinator?
Well, I think the one is, and I think, again, you know, traditionally, I think when you get in these spots, you know, where we've lost a couple key players from our standpoint, and again, not just the player on the field, but how he affects our rooms, you know, which is, you know, really important. I think you got to go to other people within the group, and you let them, there's a void right now in there, and somebody's going to find their way to that position. And it usually brings out the best in somebody if you got the right group of guys, and I think we do. So I think we'll find somebody, and I'm not sure who that's going to be, but I think we'll find somebody that steps up and says, hey, this is it. He doesn't have to be a rah-rah guy. He doesn't have to be a bull, but he'll end up winning the respect of the people around him by the way he plays, the way he prepares, and because that's how those other guys are. That's how they got to those positions, the way they prepared, the way they played, the way they performed. And so now we just need to cultivate another thing, and when we get those other guys back, we should be much stronger because of it.